I would always like to ask someone who is an artist and he tries to do something like that, how it is to draw the most beautiful woman on earth? How did you manage it?
I don't think I did manage to draw the most beautiful woman on earth. When I first had to draw Helen, I was very, very intimidated, very worried that about the idea that she was the most beautiful woman on earth. But she's a character in the story, so I had to draw her. I decided that the idea that she's the most beautiful woman is not really true. It's just sort of, it's propaganda. That her father, when he wanted to get her married off, started the story that she was the most beautiful woman in the world, and that's why she has so many suitors for her hand. She is supposed to be a beautiful woman, but I cannot think of her as the most beautiful woman in the world, or else I just could never draw her. It would be far too intimidating.
But that's why you avoided some panels to show her face when she first
suddenly
she is revealed to the world.
Yes, and the way I revealed her, with Paris ripping this cloak off her so that she's not in the most advantageous position right away, I tried to use that so that if she didn't look absolutely beautiful, the reader would be able to accept it.
Clever.
Unlike the Iliad, where women are on the background in your comic Age of Bronze, mm-hmm. They play a more important role. Do you have any favorite female character in your comic?
I love all my characters.
You have to have favorites, right?
Well, Hector is probably my most favorite.
And Paris maybe the least.
Well, I think Paris is a real, real jerk, but
yeah.
I still like him. I like him a lot. I like Helen. She's a very complicated character. She does a lot of things unconsciously. She doesn't really understand why she's doing a lot of what she does. That's part of what's going to happen over the course of the story. She's going to become more aware of who she is and that her decisions affect lots of people. Right now, one of the episodes I'm working on is Troilus and Cressida, and Cressida is also a female character who is actually not in the Iliad and not in any of the Greek, not in any of the Greek versions of the story. She's a medieval creation, she's a complicated character too. But she's driven by fear. She is a Helen parallel in many ways. Has an illicit love affair and then is taken from Troy to the Achaean camp, and then there's struggle about that, but it doesn't end up happily for her.
Spoiler.
But then after Cressida leaves Troilus, then we get more Greek stories about Troilus, and we're going to see more. I'm going to be working on more comics involving Troilus and his death, because that starts going back to the older Greek material. I like all the characters. I mean, I like all the main characters: Odysseus, Achilles, Priam. I like them all.
You're supposed to like them all.
Well, the reader is supposed to not supposed to like them all necessarily, but no. As a creator, I have to like the characters because I have to understand them. I have to be able to get inside their heads and have some sort of empathy for the horrible things that a lot of them do. I don't condone a lot of their actions, but I have to understand them. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this project, is to show these stories on a human level and try to communicate to the reader why all these characters did all these things. Some of them were pretty awful things that they do to each other. I want the reader to feel with these characters and be carried along by the story in a dramatic way.
Is it hard to do something like that? I mean, there are these characters are a piece of history or literature or mm-hmm. whatever. They're supposed to be above any humans or something like that. Is it easy for you as a creator to make me, the reader, sympathize with them?
Well, that's one of the jobs I'm trying to do. So, is it easy? No, it's not really easy, but it's a process that I enjoy very much. I like telling dramatic stories and of people relating to each other, and when it works, I mean, I keep rewriting the script until I think it works, so sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's not so easy. Sometimes I go through lots of rewrites. And I don't see the characters as larger than life. I have to see them as human, as people like you and me. I suppose if we only had Homer's Iliad, or that, and maybe some of the Greek tragedies, they would seem sort of remote and set above us. But the story's been told over and over again through so many centuries by so many different people in so many different ways, not just literature, but paintings and sculpture and movies and other comic books, that I just see myself as just another person in this really long line of people dealing with the Trojan War. So it's really, I don't see it as an untouchable classic. I just see it as something that has been done time and time again, and I'm just another person in that long line.
I'm a classic student myself. I've done classical studies, and I understand that you read both Homer and the tragics. And but your tone is realistic, very realistic. Did you
yes.
do that to avoid comparison, to say the story in your own way, out of humble? Are you humbled before them, or is it just your way to say that these are just mere humans, and I want you to understand them as that? That's what you.
Basically, I wanted to take the story to a human level, mm-hmm. and to show all the actions of the characters as humans like us. I wanted the reader of today to be able to relate to these characters and see them as people who are just trying to live their lives, and sometimes they make bad decisions. And of course, they blame it on the gods sometimes, and in many of the old stories, the gods were the reason that they did these things, that gods came down and said, do this, and so the characters did. But in Age of Bronze, we don't see the gods as characters.
You took that out of the
yeah.
the equation.
That is an important aspect of the story to me, because I wanted to make it human. It wasn't that I felt intimidated
no.
by the gods.
No, depicting the gods.
I wanted to tell it in this particular way.